Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it removes all heavy, negative, and dark energies, filling your heart with love, peace, joy, and forgiveness. And now see the light as it expands and moves throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs to be filled with healing light. Allow this light to enter the red blood cells from the heart and the lungs, filling it with love, peace, joy, wonderful healing energies to be carried to every extremity of your body. And now see the light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, and moving into your forehead, allowing the energies to flow up to the crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see this light as it flows into your diaphragm and your stomach, bringing healing to these organs of digestion, allowing them to absorb your light energies. Continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, activating healing and allowing for the absorption your nutrients as well as your light energies. Continue to see the light as it flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your tissues, organs, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see this light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, feeling these organs with healing energies, allowing for a completion, allowing for a full healing, giving you the ability to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good, increasing you in courage and wisdom and knowing through this release. Continue to see the light as it flows through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health. Continue to see the light as it passes through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth. Allow these cords to anchor you and ground you to Mother Earth, allowing any excess energies to flow through these cords, to allow Mother Earth to use this energy to recycle it, to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the light that is within your heart, within your body, within your mind, within your soul, grow brighter and brighter with each and every breath, anchoring you in your now, in your power, in your center. Have the intention that this light will bring healing to yourself, every part of you, every part of you that is known, that is unknown, every dimension of you. Send love and healing to the extremities of who you are in every parallel reality, every dimension. Continue to see this light as it now moves beyond your body, moving through the pores that fill your body. And now you are surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. This light contains all of the colors of the rainbow, which are the colors of frequency, the bands of light that make up the third dimension. Allow these lights to grow brighter and brighter, expanding and moving beyond your body and filling the room with rainbow-colored light, bringing balance to every organ, every cell that is in need of a specific color, allowing the room to be filled with rainbow energy that brings balance to all beings that pass through this light, raising them in vibration, raising them in awareness. Continue to see the light as it now passes through the walls or any obstacles with ease, moving out into your greater environment, carrying these healing energies, these perfect frequencies and vibrations of healing with the light, spreading and moving in all directions, encompassing all beings that desire to partake in this light, to be healed, to be restored, to be raised in vibration and consciousness, to be awakened. Allow this light to continue to spread throughout your city, your town, your village, healing and restoring all life, animal life, plant life, mineral life, etheric energies that it comes in contact with. Continue to spread the light throughout your state, your country, and now the world, until all of our lights join together as one, as we are all raised in the power of healing, the power of oneness, the power of joy, the power of love through our light. Allow this connection to dissolve very easily any obstacles that may stand between us, to allow us to know that any idea of separation is an illusion. We are all one. Continue to see our light as it now combines, as we grow stronger, as we come together with our light, with our love. See this light as it enters into Mother Earth, moving down into the center of our planet, connecting with our subterranean family, allowing for a completion, a reconnection, allowing all of our lights to become brighter and stronger, reconnected, allowing for a consciousness to be raised. Continue to see our light as it flows throughout our atmosphere, disintegrating, dissolving any energies that do not serve our highest good very easily. Continue to see our light as it spreads throughout the atmosphere of the earth and then moving out into our universe, moving in all directions, again coming in contact with all life, known and unknown, family of light, wherever we are, reconnecting, rejoining our light together, becoming stronger in our awareness, our knowing, our healing, our power, and our love, raising the vibration of our universe, of our multiverse, with joy, with peace, oneness, and victory. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me, family. Okay, so now we will receive direct guidance and messages from Spirit through our Sacred Path readings. We have covered all the clans and given individual readings to the Thunderbird clan in our last show. Keep an open mind and know that you are hearing these messages for a reason. Today's Sacred Path readings will be for the people of the element of water, the Frog Clan. So we will first go over the highlights of the overall reading for that clan that came through a couple weeks ago. And then we'll share the message for each person in the clan. Remember, we are activating the vibration of the number 5, which is all about transformation. Our intention is to assist you on your journey of transformation. So these readings will help to guide you through the challenges or what you can also see as opportunities for growth that your elemental forces are offering you at this time over the next 5 weeks or 5 months. The elemental forces are your teachers, and our job is to harmonize all our elemental forces that are within us. We are striving to become the 5th element in a state of mastery over the lower elements of the self. Remember, our physical incarnation is about growth and expansion of consciousness. These readings are here to assist you to overcome your challenges and to help you develop yourself spiritually. They are here to help you become a better person, a more evolved soul. In ancient cultures around the world, they knew that the development of the soul was of great importance. People of that time who were seeking to grow spiritually to become enlightened understood that they needed to strengthen their connection with their higher self, which was part of the unseen worlds. Now, depending on which culture you came from, you would call this realm something different. Today, we may know it as the ancestral realm, and this is indeed one of its names. But no matter the name, it was of great importance to connect to your guides, spirit helpers, and higher self for guidance through this physical plane. So we must strengthen this connection once again. So we move from the physical into the spiritual. We are always connected. And this is the balance that we have to regain in our world today, to remember that we are spiritual beings, simply having a physical experience and not the other way around. We can get lost if we go from that point of view, because we are not just physical beings trying to have a spiritual experience. That changes the reality completely when we look at it from that way. So as we go through these readings, as we connect with spirit to receive these readings, then this is the way we reconnect with our higher self, with our spirit guides, with our clan in the unseen world, for them to assist us while we're here. Because when we are in physical form, we have a veil covering our eyes, and that's one way that it is described. We are unable to see everything on this physical plane because we are surrounded by illusion. So we have to learn how to feel our way through this path that we're on, this physical world that we're surrounded around. So this feeling comes from within us. And as we grow it, as we learn to reconnect with our higher self, it grows stronger and stronger. And we call this our intuition. It is far more than that. But it is a way for us to receive messages. And then there are many tools that we can use to also assist us, to help us hone the answers more, so that we don't get mixed up in our own answers. And that is what a pendulum can do. A pendulum can be used to connect to the unseen, your higher self, but you can also influence the pendulum through your desire for a certain outcome. So that's why a pendulum isn't 100%, but it's a great way for you to start learning how to connect to your higher self. And whenever you use a pendulum, you need to release any desires for a certain outcome. You have to center and ground yourself and release anything that is in your mind, any thoughts that may desire one outcome or the other, because you will directly affect the pendulum. And that is why Spirit encourages us to begin to use dowsing rods, to learn how to use our dowsing rods, because with the dowsing rods, you cannot affect them as easily as with a pendulum. And when you gain that connection with your higher self, you can communicate very well with your higher self on any subjects. So today we have used the Sacred Path cards for these readings. And we are now looking at the Frog Clan. This is the Clan of Water. Now, you can find the full reading for this clan in episode number 26 or our show called The Ancient Egypt and the Sacred Tarot. Now, this is just a quick review because we gave the full review in that episode. So, Frog Clan, you are made up of the Cougar, the Flicker, and the Snake people. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 4. You are being told to remove the smoke screen that hides your natural talents and worth and stand tall. Stop being afraid to be your powerful self and live your truth. You are being asked to be a good reflection for others, to encourage others to be bold through walking your talk. The remedy for you was that you need to release. And if you can release what no longer serves you, then you will free yourself and spread your wings and begin to fly. You are the only one that can let go. And once you have overcome the fear of letting go and the fear of loss, then you will fly. So you need to work to overcome your fear of scarcity in order to get a greater trust in your guidance, your inner guidance from Great Spirit. And your animal totem that can assist you at this time is the porcupine. And the porcupine is all about letting go of fear, releasing personal limitations. So I encourage you to go and research the porcupine totem. Now for the Cougar people, you are composed of water and your secondary element is earth. You were born between February 19th to March 20th. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 11, and that equals the number 2. Now, we always acknowledge the number 11 in numerology when we see it, because it is a powerful number. It is a master number. And this is indicating mastery over something at this time in your life. And the number 2 is all about creating stability in your life and the connection with partners, creating some kinds of partnerships. Now, your challenge is in accepting some wisdom that is coming your way. You must show gratitude for this gift in order to continue to grow and move forward. The wisdom that is coming your way is showing you how you can experience the natural order of the universe and how it applies to your life. Wisdom is an inner knowing that cannot be taken away from you. Experience creates a knowing, and that becomes your truth. You are being told that you are learning a lesson that will increase your sense of self-worth, and this knowledge will serve you for the rest of your life. Your challenge is completing these lessons successfully and then showing gratitude to the universe for what you have received and what you have learned. In doing so, you will have completed the circle in the sacred hoop and honored the source of your truth. Remember that the gift of wisdom is in the heart of the recipient and remains alive as it is honored as a blessing. So always be in gratitude for your gifts, for your abilities, and for the lessons you're learning, because they're giving you great wisdom that will help you and guide you through the rest of your life. Your soul advice or remedy is that you are being told that it is time for a change. It is time for a change, Cougar people. You are now at a time in your life where something is pivoting. There's a renewal. And, you know, the funny thing is the Sturgeon people received the same card last week, and they are fire water. So this has something to do with your water element. But you are in need of a momentous change in your life. It may be time for you to also complete a rites of passage. Take note of the growth and change that is occurring in your life right now, because this will shape your future. The changes you see can be small or great, and no matter the size, they are benefiting you. If you find that you have lost your magic, cougar people, and spontaneity in your life, then you need to make a change. And only you can make that change. So look at what's not working in your life and then choose to release it or modify it if you can, transmute it if you can. But it is time to create a life filled with magic and excitement. If the change is made successfully, then you will find yourself flying among the eagles and experiencing a new life. New freedoms that were formerly just dreams. This is for you, cougar people. And now for the flicker people. You are composed of water, and your second element is air. You were born between June 21st and July 22nd. Your challenge has the vibration of the number two as well. Now, number two is about creating stability and partnerships for you, flicker people. You receive the same cards as the Turtle Clan, which is also very interesting. You are also being told that you need to purify some aspect of your life. This cleansing can be gentle and healing if you approach it in a sacred manner. This may be about cleaning or cleansing negative thought forms or negative attitudes. You may also have people around you that are not for your highest good. Their energy may be pulling you down or trying to stop you from moving forward. Your challenge is to clear away all energies that no longer serve you, flicker people. And this purification can be for the body, mind, spirit, and emotions. You are being reminded that a purification of energies is needed at this time. They are saying that humility is the way for new forces, higher vibrational energies, to enter into your life. So remember that once you remove the toxic energy from your life, then that is the time you can and will begin to shine. Do not allow anyone or anything to prevent you from shining and shining your light bright. Your sole advice or remedy is self-reliance. You may feel like you are carrying the burdens of others in your life, and that may be true. So now is the time for you to let go of what does not belong to you. It is time for you to pull from your own inner strength and become self-reliant. This is on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You must dive deep within yourself, find your own inner strength, and then lean on that. Lean on that connection and that knowing that you have within yourself. You have to trust in your ability to find your own answers. They are telling you to face your challenges head on and figure out how you can heal or find balance with any situation in your life. This is how you can and will begin to release and heal yourself. Rely on yourself and your connection with Great Spirit. When we do this, it teaches us to see our potential. If you need counseling or some additional outside help, then seek it out. And listen to the guidance. Feel it out. Use your discernment. And remember, you cannot solve the problems of others. So stop trying. Stop wasting your energy on that. Everyone must learn their own lessons in order to grow. So let go of any need that you have to be in control. Truly learn to let go, flicker people. This is the time for you to fly once again. Now for the snake people. You are composed of water, and your second element is fire. You were born between October 24th and November 21st. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 20, which also equals the number 2. So if you have noticed, all of you have the challenge of the number 2, which is very interesting. You just can't make this stuff up. So this is also about you creating stability, and it could have something to do with relationships in your life, snake people. Your challenge is that you must begin to speak your truth and follow your inner guidance. You can and will overcome your challenges, whether they be of a spiritual nature or in the physical world. Your prize for doing this is harmony and balance restored in your life. You are assured a personal victory. But you must honor yourself at this time and be grateful for your blessings, whether you can see them or not. Your success will come through your forward movement and doing the right thing. You must be true to yourself. If you can do this, you will be rewarded for staying on the sacred path. You are to share your victory and your testimony with others. Now, your soul advice or remedy is the card number 37. And this is the vibration of 10, which indicates new beginnings through a trial and spiritual growth. Your soul advice is to remember that you are created in the image and likeness of the infinite creator. You are a being of free will, a co-creator who is the source of everything you choose to experience in life. You must realize that you are totally responsible for all your joy and all your pain, because it is your perspective that you are in control of. You are the creator of your experiences. You are being reminded to be grateful for all your lessons, because this is how you turn what can be pain into a blessing in disguise. Focus on your creativity and your capacity to change your reality. It is time to drop any pain, shame, or regret and take charge in your life. Let it go. Remember, there are no victims, just co-creators. We cannot figure out the whys in life because great mystery is still guiding us to higher wisdom. Stop dwelling on negative things and start focusing on your alignment with Source. When you do this, you will tap into the answers that are deep within you. As you walk along the sacred path, you must remember to look for the beauty in all ways, in all things. Beauty is experiencing the mystery of life without having to control the outcome. Learn to go with the flow. This is your message, snake people. And I hope you receive it with blessings, because you are victorious. Know that. Now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the secret messages of the universe and the mystery schools. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. We will now begin a deep discussion about secret messages. There is so much that we could say, but we don't have the time to go in depth. So today we will begin the arduous task of chipping away at a very huge mountain of information. You can say that it's more like an iceberg, because even though there may be a mountain of ice that you can see, there is an even larger mountain below it that is in the unseen. When we look at secret messages as they pertain to the secret mystery schools, you will see that there are many things that you must learn in order to decipher these messages. They are far more complicated than what we know as Morse code. The dots and dashes, which was a secret code for our military, for those who knew how to decipher the dots and dashes. And our military uses many secret codes around the world. So in order for us to begin to understand and understand what the ancient mystery schools were, we must first lay a foundation to support much of what we will go into in more detail later. This is not an easy task, because as we discuss one thing, it will naturally flow into many other things. So every subject is connected in some way. This is what makes this a task very difficult to teach. This information is not easy to understand. So we have to figure ways to break it down for you. And we are trying to keep this information uncomplicated so that you can follow along. And so patience is needed on your part, because it will take time to share these many concepts with you. Now, Spirit wants me to start this discussion by sharing an experience that I had in Egypt when I was visiting in December of 2019. I had gone to Egypt by myself to attend the level 2 classes for my quantum healing hypnosis training. I rented an Airbnb because I wanted to experience the life of Giza for myself. And I had an amazing time there. Some very magical things happened while I was in Egypt. And I want to share something with you as it pertains to these secret messages. So I had a roommate, and she also attended the classes with me. She was from Canada. And we had a few other classmates that were nearby. They were staying in hotels nearby. And one day we decided to go to their hotel to have dinner with them. And as we were on our journey over to their hotel to meet with them, we were passing some storefronts. And out front, there were many other students from our class there, because we were all in the general same area. And so we all went into this store. And if you ever visit Egypt, then you will know that there's no such thing as just walking into a store and just shopping. It's sort of like going in and meeting with family. They treat you very warmly. They greet you. They offer you tea, and hibiscus is one of the favorite teas that they'd like to offer you. But they will offer you Coke products and things of that nature. They know that we are Americans. So this was one of the joys of going shopping, is meeting the store owners. And I happened to be pretty much at the end of the crowd, and it was a pretty good size of us. Probably about 20 of us entered into the store. And it appeared to be a small store, but larger than most. So we thought we could all fit in there at the same time. So as I come in at the back of the group, I see the gentleman as he is greeting everyone. And then when he turns and he looks at me, he just looked very different. And he got this humongous smile on his face. And he looked at me and he said, "Welcome home. Welcome home." And I thought, whoa, I didn't hear him say that to anyone else. But this is something that you will hear around in Egypt. But the way he said it to me was as if he knew me. And he looked at me like I was an old friend. And he began to walk with me and talk to me. And I thought, wow, you know, it was kind of strange, because there was a lot of people ahead of me. And then he just stops and he's like, "Hey," he's like, "Welcome home." So I'm looking at these papyrus paintings and they're gorgeous. And I wanted to get some, but I didn't bring any money with me, because we were going to have dinner at the hotel with a group of our friends and we didn't have to pay. So I just didn't bring any money out with me. And I was looking at the pictures and he says, you don't want these. This is not what you want. He said, you want something else. But this is where everybody else was shopping. And so he took me into this back room. And he didn't invite anybody else into this back room. And he took me into this back room, and there were these amazing papyrus pictures back there. These paintings were gorgeous, and the papyrus was thick. It was of a different quality. And he said, this is what you want. This is what you're looking for. And I was falling in love with just about everything. But there were like two of them that I really fell in love with. And I said, oh, I really want these. And I said, but I didn't bring any money. So I'll come back tomorrow and I'll purchase them. And he said, no. I will package them up and you can take them with you today. He said, I trust you. You'll come back. And I was like in shock. Wait a minute. I don't know this guy. He doesn't know me. But as he was taking the pictures off the wall and he was beginning to put them in paper, wrap them, we started to go back out into the main shop area. And he turned and he looked at me and he said, you know about the people who live under the pyramids, don't you? And when he said that to me, my heart started pounding a little bit because I was in shock, first of all, that he said it. And second of all, like, how does he know that? Because I have studied many things that talk about the caverns, the tunnels, the doorways to the subterranean worlds that are underneath the pyramids. Specifically, the Great Pyramid is one of the openings that we're told about. And when he said that to me, he was looking for a response. And so I said, yes, I do. I do know about the people that are under the pyramids. And he said, they used to come and get me when I was a young boy. He said, they would come in the middle of the night and they came on flying horses. He said, they would pick me up. He said, I don't know how I went through the walls in my home and I would be on the horse with them. And they would take me into the underworld. And the underworld is beautiful. And he said, it stopped when I was around 10. They stopped coming to get me. And he said, and I know that you know about these people. They've come for you too. And so at that point, I was like, oh my goodness. You know, I was shocked that he shared this with me. So some of my friends were calling for me and we walked out into the store. So he continued to wrap everything and everyone had their purchases ready and he checked everyone out. And then when he got to me, he simply wrapped them and handed it to me. And I said, no, I don't feel right taking these things because I don't have any money to give you because everybody else paid for their stuff. And I said, but I will come back. I promise you, I will come back tomorrow and I will buy them from you. So please just save them for me. And he insisted on me taking them. Then he says, no, you are family and I trust you. I know you will come back. And so he gave them to me. And so as we walked out of the store, he greeted all of us warmly and we left and we went to dinner. And it really stuck with me. I felt really touched that he trusted me this way. And I wanted to remember where we were because in Giza, there really are no street signs. So I had to remember where this store was. So I was looking around to see what was by it so that I could have my Airbnb host bring me back the next day. And that evening, when I opened up my pictures, they were absolutely beautiful. And so I took them into my room and I laid them out on my dresser. And my room was dark. So they had been exposed to the light from his store. And then, of course, when I opened them, I opened them up in the living room to show them to my roommate. And then when I put them in my room, it was dark. So when I laid them out, I rolled them out. And lo and behold, there was a different picture there. It was glowing. The literal picture had a hidden picture in it. The papyrus that I bought, when you look at it in the daylight, looked one way. It was one picture. But then when you took it into a dark room, it glowed, and it glowed a completely different picture. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I ran out and I asked my roommate if she had purchased any of the other papyrus, and she did. She had bought a picture. And so we were comparing them, and we took it from the living room and we went into the room, and there was nothing in it. It was just dark. There was nothing glowing in her picture. But she purchased one of the pictures that was in the main store. And he took me into the private area with the secret papyrus, I guess you could say. And so we both were like in shock. Oh my goodness, they were gorgeous. But this is just a simple example of the secret messages that the ancients would do. And so there are people, of course, that still exist that make these paintings the same way that the ancients did, with secret messages in them. And Egypt is still a country that is pretty much under the control of a totalitarian type government, military government. And so the people, if they are speaking to one another outside of the allowed conversations, then they have to learn how to speak to one another in code. And they still know these things. There are still Sufi masters and different people there that hold on to the ancient Egyptian spiritual ways. And it's beautiful. I actually met a Sufi master and got to speak with him and received a very powerful message from him. So this picture was just one example, or these pictures. It was just one example of how secret messages were transferred among the people through paintings, through pictures, through many different things. Now, there are scrolls and there are different types of writings on the walls in these tombs. And when you walk into some of the tombs, in the light in the tomb, you will see one drawing on the wall. But if they darken the room and you use a flashlight, which they really don't want you to ever use flashlights, and sometimes they will check your bags to see if you have a flashlight, which I thought was interesting once I found this out. They don't want you to use flashlights because there are other messages that you can only see with a flashlight. The room needs to be darkened. And then when you use a flashlight, you can see the walls are molded in a certain way that there's actually a picture within the stone. Not the picture that you see engraved in the stone through the hieroglyphics or some outward painting, but a literal engraving within the stone, like the stone is molded into a total different picture. And you need a flashlight in order to see it. So these are the types of things that you will find all over Egypt. Egypt is a place with lots of mystery. And you would think this stuff has already been lost and forgotten. And many of the things have been, because most people know nothing about this stuff. The average person knows nothing about this stuff. But some of the people that the universe introduced me into, to these circles of people like the Sufi master and the people he worked with, and this store owner, and I got to go back and meet with him the next day and have an even deeper conversation. Spirit guided me there. And the day that I received the email for the trip to Egypt. I had just had a huge belly dance conference. And the entire time that we were involved with the conference, I could not open my email. So I went probably 2 weeks without opening my emails. So the next day after the conference, I expected to be there for hours going through emails. And when I opened up the email for the trip to Egypt, my entire desk began to shake by itself. Okay? These are the kinds of things that I experience all the time. My desk started vibrating, I mean shaking, to the point where I pushed my chair back away from it and looked at the desk like, okay, I guess I'm supposed to go to Egypt. Now, that to me was going to be a mystery as well, because I had just spent thousands of dollars throwing this conference. And I knew that if Spirit wanted me to go, that in some way I would raise the money and I would be able to go, because the trip was just in less than 2 months away. So it happened. It happened, and I went by myself, and I had incredible experiences. And one day I will share more with you about that trip to Egypt, because it's full of mystery. But this is the way that Spirit wanted me to begin this conversation on the secret messages of the universe. Sometimes these messages are strictly for you, and sometimes they are for the collective that gets to witness them. But you must be desirous of deciphering secret messages in order for you to be exposed to them. And you need to begin to study, because they will come to you in many different ways. And you must understand and understand that everything has multiple layers of meaning. Our languages that we speak are filled with words that contain secret messages. Languages are created from symbols that in the West we call letters, and in the East they take on different forms. These letters and symbols have very ancient beginnings, and those beginnings are where we have to go in order to learn more about what each one means. This is a deep study, and I'm happy to have you on this journey with me. I look forward to diving deeper into the secret messages of the universe and the mystery schools in our future shows. It will be fascinating, I assure you. This is a journey you don't want to miss out on. And it's a journey that you will learn a lot on, because there is so much that we don't know. There is so much that is not evident to the eye. So you have to look deeper. Start looking deeper in your life for the secret messages of the universe, because the universe is always speaking to you. I want to thank you for joining me today for this show. Please tune in next week as we continue our discussion on the Mystery School teachings and receive the Sacred Path readings for the members of the Butterfly Clan. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.